It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. A group focused on smart architecture is warning that the many glass towers that have been built in New York City in recent years are at risk of becoming heat traps in a summer blackout. WNYC's Ilya Maritz explains.
The Urban Green Council ran computer models for six common varieties of homes in New York City to see what conditions might be like in an extended power cut, something many neighborhoods experienced after Sandy. Apartments with those alluring floor-to-ceiling windows did not do well. By day five of a summer blackout, the temperature indoors could approach 100 degrees, says Russell Unger, the executive director of the Urban Green Council.
It's like being in a car, and you know what happens when you turn the air conditioning off in a car. It heats up really quickly. Well, that's happening inside a glass building as well.
By contrast, a less glamorous low-rise brick building would hit peaks on day five of the blackout in the mid-80s. So the building you live in could mean the difference between mere sweaty sheets and heat stroke. 6 months ago, James Riviezo moved into a condo in Long Island City, lured by sweeping views of Brooklyn, Manhattan, and the East River. It faces south and catches the sun.
The apartment does get very, very warm during the noontime hours.
Initially, Riviezo was worried about the high cost of air conditioning. But after looking at this study, his concern now is for safety.
I would like to try to have a conversation with some people from the building to learn about what backup or alternative energy sources we could utilize in the case of a blackout.
It's not all bad news for glass towers in the sky. The study finds they'd retain heat reasonably well in a cold weather blackout. Russell Unger from the Urban Green Council says it was fortunate for New York that Sandy's power outages didn't come with extreme temperatures. But the next major power cut could come on a summer heat wave. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Maritz.